Dear friends, let's continue with a seed planting opportunity and join our hearts and voices in prayer today. One prayer announcement to share with you before we begin. I did have a chance to speak with Jonathan and Ellen Holroyd this morning. They are thankful, of course, for how the surgery went, that Jonathan came through the surgery, but we're going to need to continue our prayers for Jonathan in the days ahead. His recovery is going to be more significant than what they had planned originally, and there still is a need to really determine the best course of action for treatment as well. Let's go to prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God and Jesus Christ and for all people according to their needs. For the whole Christian community around the world, that as people united in faith, we are emboldened to witness to the good news that is ours in Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all the nations of the earth, that there be times of peace. For our own nation, that it would seek to bring that which is good and God-pleasing. And Lord, today we especially uplift President Trump and also those government officials and all people who have contracted the coronavirus disease. Lord, give them good health, restore their health, and we pray that you would unite us as we seek to do your will in this great nation that you've given to us. Lord, we also pray for our own community and neighborhood. For this, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For faithfulness to carry out our callings with faithfulness, living each day with hope and confidence as we wait the time of the great and final harvest, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the needs that are specifically known to us at this time, including health and family concerns, situations of disability or bereavement, and the changes that are a part of human life and struggle, especially Jonathan, as he recovers from surgery and he awaits physical therapy and a plan for treatment, that you would watch over both Jonathan and Ellen in the days ahead and give them hope to live their days with hope in you. Also for Kai, Haley, Dylan, Kayla, Chuck, Holly, Rich, Dawn, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Tom, Jerry, Barry and Betty, Andy, Gerald and Bonnie, Mike, Ruth, Chris and her family, Carla, Bobby and Alexi, Melody and Brad, Bob, Teresa, Heather and Gabriel, Art, Tanya, Debbie, Glenn, Ray Lynn and Larson, and Glenn Williams. With assurance that our petitions are heard, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And a blessing from the Lord, from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his everlasting peace. Amen.